prep it. Okay, so we're up to the Rambam in Perikhei in Hilchazei Vel Halacha Zion. So I'm going to read out the halacha. So the Ram says, "Remez la'avel l'shasar basiyas halacha mar b'fakti chageshim la'avel ma chag asar basiyas halacha af avel asar basiyas halacha." So there's an allusion to the avel that it's asar to do malacha. That says it says in Amos, Pasuk says, "Avafakti chageshim la'avel, I will turn your holidays into avel, v'kol shirechem l'kina, and all your songs into dirges, v'aleisim akol masne." Masnayim sack, and I'll put on all your loins sackcloth. I'll call Rosh Karcha, and all your heads to be bald, ripping you of the hair. The Samtia ke'evel yachid, and I'll put you to an avel on an only child. Vachrisak yomar, and your end will be a bitter day. So the Ram continues. He says, just as on the holiday, the Chag, you cannot do malacha, so too on Avelis, you can't do malacha. Question is raised. By everybody on the call here is that well, what's the connection? I can't do malacha on Yontif for a couple of reasons. One is that it's because of the Kedushas Hayom. You create the differentiation of the day by the fact that everybody abstains from malacha. That's number one. The second point is what was mentioned by everybody is that there's a mitzvah v'semach v'chagecha. You should rejoice in the holiday. You cannot rejoice in the holiday if you are at
working.
work, you're working.
The first one
So
is a
what is that guy? So the question is,
well,
what does that got to do with your being an Avel?
the first one about to the not working on a yontif is the second one is simcha. The first one is a chilul of
In other words, the Isser Malacha is part of what we call it's the you know, it's part of the we call the kedush. In other words, the Isser Malacha creates or is expressing the kedushas hayom.
okay.
The fact that this day has been differentiated, time on the calendar, and that's made nicker because the entire Am Yisrael or those observant Jews are not doing malacha. It's officially a special day. We're not doing malacha. Overlaid on that is I don't do malacha because then I'm now liberated to engage in v'samach b'chagecha, rejoicing on the holiday. So the comparison the Rambam brings down, just as on the Chag you can't do malacha. So too, you can't do malacha on Avelis. Well, why is that?
Well, yeah,
Because the
first.
main thing is to be
This.
an avel, is to mourn. And then the second part is because then you have Hesach Hadas and you can't, and you're not mourning.
That's not that I can see about. Well, that's well, that doesn't explain the combo with the second problem from Amos. You can't that's because you can't do that, therefore we can't do that. There's no connection there. There's a. I don't know. You don't say it's a kedusha of Avelis.
No.
No kedusha.
No.
So you're
No,
not.
but what it's saying is that by not working, you're creating a certain state of the day, and by not working, you're creating a certain. By not working, you are able to focus on other things and to
Right.
give the day a certain character.
That makes you
Once it's
better.
a work day, not everything is shunted aside.
Right. In other words, it's not simply on the activity level, but the there's an Isser Malacha because in a certain sense there's a day of there's a day of there's a regel which is a day of Isser Malacha, and here too also this you're being freed from the Malacha because the person what does the person want to do? Many people when they're sitting Shiva are bored and they want to go back to their normal routine. They want to answer their emails. They want to check in the office. They want to see how things are going.
Right.
So this is the quintessential. I was discussing with Ray Mann earlier today. We were saying is this a quintessential violation of a Avelis because you're trying to because going back to work. It's not simply that it's as Babe said. It's Hesach Hadas 100%. In other words, if I'm looking through my emails, I'm not thinking about the mace. That's A. But it's also that I'm withdrawing myself into the norm. I want to go back to the normal routine. I want to go back to normal life. Malachi is normal life. And in
Right.
ours, so too, Yontif is we have a normal thing, and then we have a special day. We relieve normal life, We put our normal life on pause and we have a celebratory day to serve Hashem in unique ways. Pesach, talk about the Masorah, we celebrate the Geula, etc. Here too, we stop our normal life and you don't engage in Malacha to be able to the Kavod HaMeis, to observe the Kavod HaMeis, think about the mace, which is Kavod HaMeis, and basically to not and to not do the normal the leave the norm of life, which is the normal routine, the daily grind. Can't allow to You're not allowed to go back to the daily grind. Now it's not doing an Isra Malach. In other words, can an Avel wash a dish? Or can yes, they can. It's not talking about the 39 categories of Malach. It's talking about their work of Parnassa, their Parnassa life.
Right,
That's all.
and you're leaving the house. I still, I don't really
Even
see
no, not even sitting quietly
a
in the
work from home.
corner of their Avel, sitting in their Avela's chair, bringing up their little their
Right,
work
right, right.
email
No,
and
no work
go
from home
cock
and
and
other
get up
low
over
chief.
there.
Right, I gotcha. No, it's I understand. Yeah.
Because that, because
Oh, but I'm just saying like this. But still, I don't see it from that posuk.
okay. Oh, very good. Notice what he
So,
said here.
I transform your festivals into mourning. He's given a terrible
No,
Musa.
no, no, notice the shift.
You're
Notice the
moved.
shift in Lashon in the Rambam. What does he say? What's the first word?
Remes.
Remez. It's an allusion.
Oh, it's a hint. Oh, I see. No,
While the
I'm.
other case is it being Minayin. Where do you know from? Oh, so Yechezkel told, put on your shoes, and we know, oh, therefore we are not, we have to take off our shoes. We do the reverse of Yechezkel.
No,
Here,
but I'm.
there's an allusion. I'm going to turn. Note the fact that the Navi Amos is saying, I'm going to turn your regal into an Avel. He's talking about, he's really using a stark poetic way of describing of how terrible the situation. You're going to go from the
So
greatest
bad.
high,
Not
a day
happy, but
which is dedicated to Simcha, you're going to now experience it like your worst day of your life. That's what he's
yeah.
trying to say dramatically. So, but the fact is he's comparing Avelis
I think
to
that's
an
what
illusion.
I just think it's a stretch, a real stretch. I would never have
No,
made that.
so you're so it is a stretch. It's an so that's why it's a remez, which means it's
Oh,
not
it's a remiss. I mean,
remez means it's not remez means it's not a direct it is not a direct deduction or inference from the pasuk. It is using poetically the association because there's some substance there. Just as the day of Regel has a Isra Malacha and has a certain format and goal and objective to the day, so to Avelis in the opposite way, also you can't do Malacha for the in a certain sense same reason. In order to achieve the objectives of the day, which is Avelis, to have a day, in order to have a day of Avelis, you have to have an Isra Malacha for the same reason. In order to have Regel to have a day of Simcha, you need to have an Isra Malacha. That's the illusion. It's not
I understand.
obvious from the pasuk. It's util Remez is utilizing a util you know it's utilizing poetically the pasuk to reflect a new idea. In other words, even if Amos never said that pasuk, there would still be an Isser Malacha on.
Oh yeah, I'm not so. Oh no, I understand that, but I wouldn't have thought there was a. I don't think it was a useful pasuk. You know what I mean? Even to illustrate an idea,
It's not
that's.
there. It's not there. It's there. The Chazal are
You're turning
using
your life to your way. Well, I'm going to turn you can't. Your daily life is now going to be turned to hell. That's what he said.
that's the main. That's the, what's called the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But what the Chazal are doing like this, the fact that Amos uses two terms as opposites, God and Regel, really it's talking about the joy of life. To the travail of life. That's the main point. But what
Right,
they're
right.
trying to do is, but the joy of life, the joy is achieved through an Isra Malacha. By the way, you only have a chag if you're not going to work. If you're going to work, you're not having a chag. So
Right.
too, if you're going to work, you're not really doing Avelis. So there is
Uh-huh.
a there in order there is a common denominator. It's not, oh, you know what I'm saying? There is a common denominator, which the Chacham are utilizing to convey the idea. And that's why we have, it's not just we have a, each day is part of an entity called the Shiva, the 7 days of Avelis. So you have 7 days of Isra Malacha to create this, the fact that I've been freed from my daily grind to focus on, to do, to manifest the Avelis and and to ultimately, God willing, do tshuva. Now he says like this: Yishem shu asur ba'asiyas malacha kachu asur la'aseis la'aseis b'schora. Just you can't do work, you can't do any commercial transactions. And to go on a business trip. So even though you're not making anything, even if you're just buying and selling, or even traveling for work, all these are asur because they're all part, even though it's not a malacha, it's still asur because all it's basically, it's a really, as Babe said, a hisasa, a hesach hadas, removal of your focus to the degree that you have a new focus. I'm doing my normal activity. Now there's an interesting halacha. I want to finish with this. The first 3 days, malacha is asur categorically. Even if you're so poor, you knock on doors. You have no money. You got to, even so, you got to, you can't, still can't do any malacha during the first 3 days. From day 4 to 7, if you're poor, you can do work in your house privately. The Isha Taveh Bepela Pasuk Beso, and the woman may spin fabric on the spindle in her home, to make some cash. So,
Right.
so,
After the first 3 days, that's interesting.
no, so not so. You
Yes.
see, we saw before that what are the 3 days? What's the significance of the first 3 days?
Bechi.
Vassi,
Bechi.
right?
Bechi, right.
So,
You have to be feeling
basically,
it so much.
exactly. So, basically, you can take these 7 days and subdivide the Shiva into you can subdivide it. A, the first subdivision is day one. Day one is the Daraisa. For a man, they do not have wear tefillin. There's a prohibition of eating food from your own food. You must eat food from others. Then the other 2 days, day two and day three, is then it's viewed as the most intense period of the Avelis, crying. And therefore, to go to work, even though you have an emergency economic situation, you can't do it. Obviously, if you're starving, I'm not talking about it. And just a very just to close out, so therefore, for the super emergency need of the guy, for the super emergency need of the guy, they allowed it. Now, just a very interesting point I want to close with is that the Yapshuta here brings down, this is from the Yushalmi. He says, "Hare ain lo malachol. You don't got what to eat. B'yom rishon sheni ain osam malach. You don't do work. Shlishi osam betzina. You do it privately. Aval omru tavo mi'ira l'shchenav shehetzrichu lakach. A curse should be upon his members of his neighborhood or community
Community, but they're
who
not
put
taking
it.
over.
They're not exactly. They didn't help him out in that situation.
Wow.
Basically, you're not allowing the guy to." You're not facilitating, providing food and whatever support to allow the guy
Money, right.
to shiva properly.
Right.
So that's
Right.
a so it's an indictment. That's the better way.
I mean, the
It's
community,
an
right.
indictment on the community. Now, Baruch Hashem, what I've seen, when there's a the Jewish communities happen to be rather good with bringing in a mountainous amount of food. Where Baruch Hashem, I'm not sure,
Did you
that
finish
word.
those wraps, babe?
No, we're down.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right, all the food, the bagels, the pizza, all the stuff, and Baruch Hashem that the Jewish community steps up from the Seudos Havara onward to provide food for the thing, and that by the way is a meritorious thing. That's something that the Klal Yisraelis and the communities that we've been part of. It does in a very beautiful way. All right, guys.
Thanks
Okay,
very
thanks,
much.
Ben.
Thank you. I'm
All the
sorry.
best.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
day. Well, all the
Lisa,
best.
Mr. Mr. Okay.